بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
For Muslims, Virgin Mary is the manifestation of piety and spiritual purity. Imam Khamenei, December 24th, 2018. From the viewpoint of Muslims, Virgin Mary is the manifestation of piety and spiritual purity, and Mary the daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity. So he breathed into her of our inspiration. The Holy Quran, Surah 66, verse 12. This has been repeated several times in the Holy Quran. Humanity is in need of Jesus Christ's teachings against oppression. Jesus Christ was equipped with the power of performing miracles and carried a divine message for humanity which saved them from the darkness of polytheism, atheism, ignorance and oppression and guided them towards justice, knowledge and worshipping God. And this is the lesson which all Christians and Muslims who believe in the prophethood of Jesus Christ should learn. Today, humanity is in need of those teachings more than ever before.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Iranian minorities made significant sacrifices for their country. January 26, 2015. Whenever I go to the houses of Armenian and Assyrian martyrs, this year too, I fortunately managed to visit the houses of a number of Armenian martyrs, I see that they are committed to their country. They have really behaved in a committed way. I remember that during the time of war, a number of Armenian Christians went to Ahvaz. I saw that a number of people were sitting inside the airport. I asked, "Who are these people?" They said they are Armenians and they are going to the front lines for industrial affairs. They have come to render services. The Armenians are skilled at industrial and technical affairs. The late Chamran employed them. They made efforts, they rendered services, and some of them were martyred. One of the members of an Armenian family who I visited last week had a son in the army. He said, when his military service was over, he was unhappy because the war was continuing. He said, "My military service is over. What should I do now?" Later on, it was announced that those who have done the military service for a few months should join the army again. He became happy at this call-up and he joined the front lines. Later on, he was martyred and his body was brought to us. We can witness such nationalistic feelings among our non-Muslim compatriots. Well, they made efforts, and we hope that the Islamic government can carry out its responsibility in this regard. They really behaved in a committed, in the true sense of the word, way towards the country.